Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere, Ag, and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 3-2-2020. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 134. Hope you're having a great weekend so far. And welcome to the new affiliate that's now taking the Tech It Out show. The station is WFYLAM in the market, Philadelphia. Welcome to the family. Thrilled to have you along. On that note, you may be listening to this show on your local radio station, or perhaps you've subscribed to the Tech It Out podcast. Either way, thank you for tuning in. And we do have a great Tech It Out show planned for you today. In a moment from now, we're going to talk with a sleep expert, a doctor, on why you shouldn't bring your tech to the bedroom. We'll catch up with the president of Cadillac this hour, Steve Carlisle, to learn about the new Tech'd Out Escalade. If it's cold out where you live, we'll talk with Uno about its heated jackets and what separates them from others in the market. And finally, we'll touch base with Sensible Vision. They're a Florida-based company, and we're going to chat with them about facial recognition and surveillance cameras. Are they a good thing for society or an invasion of your privacy? You'll learn what Sensible Vision's tech can do and all that it brings to the table as well. All of this and more on this week's Tech It Out, powered by Asus. I'll tell you more about them shortly, but let's kick off the show. According to Reviews.org, a market research firm that specializes in technology, as many as two-thirds of Americans, or about 66% of them, admit to going to bed with their smartphone. Are you one of them? Well, I wrote a piece this weekend for USA Today on the three main problems with bringing your devices to bed or on your night table. And for that article, I also caught up with an expert who we have on the line right now. Joining us to chat is Dr. Harneet Walia from the Cleveland Clinic, a nonprofit academic medical center in Cleveland, Ohio. Welcome to the show, Dr. Walia.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about tech in the bedroom. I mean, I think it's no secret that today, 2020, we are using technology all the time. It used to just be, hey, you shouldn't maybe have your TV on in your bedroom, and that was the case for many years. But now we've got smartphones and tablets and e-readers and smartwatches. Are we bringing these things to the bedroom?
You're right. There is so much technology around us in this modern era, and we are certainly taking it to our bedroom, and not only to the bedroom, but we are taking it to our sleep as well. And it can have a lot of negative consequences on a good quality sleep.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. I think the first thing that I'd like to ask you about, Dr. Walia, is the fact that these bright screens may prohibit the body from creating melatonin, which is naturally produced to help you feel relaxed. Is that correct?
That's correct. So these smartphones and tablets, they can emit what we call it blue light, which can suppress the natural hormone, which is melatonin. And melatonin is known to produce and promote sleep and is also known to have some circadian rhythm effects. So when the blue light is emitted and melatonin is suppressed as a result, we are not able to get to sleep at a proper time, and neither we are able to get a good quality sleep.
So it's not just a matter of taking longer to fall asleep, but it's also having a good sleep.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What do you think about these phones and tablets that have introduced an anti-blue light filter? Sometimes it's called a night mode, or, you know, it's some technology in the display that is meant to combat that problem about, you know, reading late at night.
I think there are data to suggest that they have not been that effective in reducing the blue light, and the deleterious effect would still persist.
Okay, so it may not help much, but it's probably better than not using it at all. Perhaps, but I think another issue, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Walia, that you may also be stimulated by what you're reading or watching as well. So it's not really tied to the fact that it's stopping your body from producing melatonin, but you may just be engaged with emails or a movie you're watching on your iPad in bed, correct?
Oh, absolutely. It happens with me all the time. So it can keep our mind mentally engaged, psychologically engaged, when we know we have those phones right next to us, when we know we are connected to the technology, we can check those work-related emails, and we can check the, you know, social media or any other website, which can really stimulate the brain, and we would be more active and awake, and it would have an effect on promoting good sleep. And the other thing is, we always sort of feel that we need to be connected. We don't need to be logged off. We don't need to be away from the technology. That's the other feeling that we always take with us when we're going to sleep. And that's not good for sleep.
We're chatting with sleep disorders specialist Dr. Harneen Walia. She's at the Cleveland Clinic, a not-for-profit academic medical center in Cleveland, Ohio. On a related note, we really don't know what the long-term effects are of having radiation, like cellular or Wi-Fi radiation, so close to our head overnight. Like, why take a chance, at the risk of sounding preachy, why have a smartphone beside your bed or on your pillow and having emit radiation overnight so close to your head 7 days a week, 30-odd days a month? It's probably not a great idea. That's just my two cents. And a related concern, aside from the light of your phone keeping you up and with being stimulated about what you're reading or accessing, or what you're missing out on, FOMO, fear of missing out. But there's also those long-term health effects that are still a big question mark. What about having a TV on and then setting a timer? So let's say people like to unwind by having the news on or, you know, something like that. But is it okay if you set the TV to turn off after, say, 30 or 60 minutes?
That's a reasonable option. I think it comes down to individual. If we think it is okay for them and it's not causing any sort of sleep issues, that would be acceptable. But if somebody who has insomnia or has trouble falling asleep, in those situations, I would totally cut out the TV maybe 30 minutes before the bedtime.
Yeah, great advice. And I was going to ask you, second last question, what can we do shy of not bringing our tech to the bedroom, giving yourself a bit of a buffer between the last time you used technology and before you close your eyes? Any other tips that you'd recommend?
Following good sleep hygiene is very important, maintaining a good, consistent sleep-wake schedule during the work days and during the weekends is also very important, and maintaining a cool, comfortable environment and relaxing environment before you go to bed can also help. Perhaps taking a shower an hour or two before the bedtime, avoiding these electronics, avoiding caffeine after noon or so. All these things could help. And also, we tell people, if possible, to avoid naps. If somebody has to take naps, it should be during the earlier part of the day and should be limited to 20 minutes or so.
Right. Otherwise, it could affect your overnight sleep.
Absolutely.
When it comes to alcohol, I understand that while it may help you fall asleep faster, like a glass of wine, it could actually be a more disrupted sleep while you're sleeping.
Yes. You know, in the initial part of the sleep, it could promote sleep. But at the latter part of the sleep, it actually could have more, be associated with more sleep fragmentation, you know, some dreams, abnormal dreams. So we do not recommend alcohol, especially closer to the bedtime.
Finally, what about tech that is supposed to help you sleep better, ironically, such as Fitbits or smartwatches that analyze your sleep patterns and provide some data that you may want to share with your physician, or maybe a clock radio that's high-tech that can also play old radio shows or white noise or anything like that?
You know, there is varying data out there regarding different technological devices in terms of how validated they are in calculating the exact amount of sleep and stages of sleep. So I generally still look at the patient and ask the patient about their sleep history. I think for me, that's the number one thing. And if they have brought in some additional data, I do look at that. But for me, again, what patient is telling me counts more than anything else.
Fantastic. I can see that anecdotal information being very useful to you. Is there somewhere, Dr. Walia, people can read about your work or maybe get some more tips from the Cleveland Clinic?
There is a Cleveland Clinic sleep website where we have fact sheets related to different and common sleep disorders that provide some very useful information regarding the sleep and the services that are offered from the Cleveland Clinic.
Right. And that website is clevelandclinic.org, O-R-G, and that's where you'll find what's called the health library there. So very handy. Thank you so much, Dr. Walia. I've enjoyed chatting with you. I appreciate your time and expertise.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
And as I mentioned, the article I wrote in USA Today this weekend is about bringing your tech to bed, why you shouldn't. It's a summary, including some quotes from Dr. Walia. So I hope you enjoyed the article. If you caught it, feel free to share it with friends and family. Speaking of sharing, if you like Tech It Out and you think a colleague, a friend, a family member could enjoy the program as well, be sure to leave a review. And you can also share the episode or the entire podcast, in fact, with those who matter, just from within your favorite podcast platform. And I do appreciate the support. Speaking of support, this program is powered by ASUS, the company that creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. They do a lot more than you think, more than just the laptops and desktops powered by ASUS. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to sit down with Steve Carlisle, the president of Cadillac, to learn about the new Escalade. We'll be right back.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Does your child have the math skills and competence they need to thrive this school year? Mathnasium makes the difference. We're the authority on math education with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each child face-to-face using customized learning plans to help them start off strong and achieve their academic goals all year long. Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
This report is sponsored by the American Society of Retina Specialists. Age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, affects 11 million people in the U.S. and is a major cause of blindness for people age 50 and older. AMD damages the center of the retina. If untreated, it can destroy central vision needed for reading, driving, and recognizing faces. February is AMD Awareness Month. Do you know about AMD risk factors, symptoms, and treatments? Here's Dr. Carl O. of Nashville, Tennessee, the incoming president of the American Society of Retina Specialists.
Retina specialists can preserve and even improve vision in many people with age-related macular degeneration. Thanks to tremendous advances in diagnosis and treatment, people with AMD can maintain active, independent lives. If you have AMD, a family history of AMD, or recent blurred or distorted central vision, see a retina specialist to learn how to protect your vision.
Learn more at savingvision.org. That's savingvision.org.
Experience the life and story of artist and World War II veteran John Schuller through his paintings and memoirs in Turtle Bay's exhibit, Lost Man Blues, John Schuller, Art and War. Open now until April 26th. Learn more about this must-see art exhibition at turtlebay.org.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join the adventure in Turtle Bay's new exhibit, Treasure, open now until May 3rd. Learn about the history, people, and technology of treasure hunting and get involved with fun, hands-on activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Tech It Out.
What a treat to connect with Steve Carlisle here at CIAS, the auto show. Steve, of course, is the president of Cadillac since April 2018, if I'm not mistaken. And yesterday, Steve, Cadillac took the wraps off its 2021 Cadillac Escalade at a fun event that you hosted. You know I like to focus on the tech inside of these vehicles, so please let's focus on that. Tell us about the new Escalade, and thanks again for joining us today.
Well, it's great to be back, Mark, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk about the Escalade. And really, it's taking our tech game to an entirely new level. And I guess for listeners who happen to be sitting in one, and I'll just hit some of the highlights. So one of them is this terrific 38-inch OLED screen, which is a touch screen. So we took this whole conversation about size of screens and tipped it on its edge, literally. So we have a completely different form factor and functionality that people just haven't experienced before. And we put that together with a new AKG Studio reference audio system, 36 speakers, 18 channels through the amp, and a front and rear bass box. So it's fantastic and it's the first automotive application of AKG, which are very well known and famous for their studio equipment with musicians.
So just to recap, a 38-inch curved OLED screen inside of the vehicle, absolutely stunning. There's some touchscreens as well. And then the AKG sound system is really something. And yeah, some of our listeners may have AKG earbuds or headphones, or if they're a professional musician, they're certainly used to that brand, but now in a vehicle. And now let's talk Super Cruise. So let's first explain what that is, and then we can chat about what's new, Steve.
Yeah. So Super Cruise is hands-free driving capability that our Cadillac cars have, and we're rolling it out across the line. So what it allows you to do is we've mapped over 200,000 miles of road across North America.
They're like freeways, highways,
yeah,
right?
They're freeways, they're highways, mm-hmm. some secondary roads, but it allows you to drive on those roads without your hand on the wheel, providing you're paying attention. We have a driver attention monitor mm-hmm. with the car, so it does distance keeping and lane centering and steering and all of that. And the feedback's been tremendous from consumers. So
yeah, I had a chance to test drive it, Steve, and I was blown away at the technology. And I've driven other, let's call it semi-autonomous aids, even though I know that's not the language that Cadillac usually uses, hands-free. Right. But yeah, it'll brake and gas for you, and it'll keep you in your lane, and that's just the beginning. Yesterday, you talked on stage about some new advancements.
Yeah, and so the one that we're adding with this application is what we call lane change on demand. So you can, with the turn lever, as though you wanted to change the lane, and it will complete that maneuver for you when it's safe to do so.
Yeah.
And that's an example of we're going to continue to add those use cases. We want to be able to handle as many maneuvers as possible from point to point.
Mm. It sounds like science fiction, but one day, and probably one day soon, you're going to climb into your Escalade, and you're going to stay with your voice where you'd like to go, and it's going to take you from point A to point B, as you said.
And that's the goal. Yeah,
right.
That's
amazing. Yeah. Sooner than later. I think it's a matter of when, not if. Yeah. Very exciting. Yeah. We are chatting with Steve Carlisle. He's the president of Cadillac. We're inside of a 2021 Cadillac Escalade at the Canadian International Auto Show. Steve came up, and he's had a busy week, first launching the vehicle in L.A. with none other than Spike Lee, then back to Detroit, then up to Toronto. So no doubt your voice is a little strained, but I appreciate you spending some time. Just a couple of other questions. We've been talking about the near future of Cadillac. Do you foresee a day where it could be electrified?
Cadillac is a brand. Yeah, we've said pretty publicly, at least I have, that this decade that we're in, the 2020s, is really exciting. It's the second time we've been in the 20s as a brand, as a 115-year-old brand. So we're starting as an internal combustion engine brand. We'll exit as a battery electric vehicle brand, so it's literally the end of the ice age for Cadillac, and we're really excited about that.
I love that. I have heard you say that, and I love that line. So it could be electrified, as many of the other vehicles in the GM family are.
Yeah.
So no date, though. Just sort of stay tuned.
We'll make our next reveal on April the 2nd. So we're really looking forward to that.
Okay, as am I. Before we wrap up, I did mention earlier about Spike Lee as a sort of brand ambassador. Tell us what that partnership is like.
Well, we've worked with Spike for a number of years, supporting his causes and his production company. And so as we were thinking about launching the Escalade in LA, Escalade's an iconic car. It's the flagship for the brand. So who better than one of the most iconic storytellers in the world. So, we approached Spike, and it was one of those, what if we did something like this kind of thing? So, and we're really thrilled with how it turned out and how it's resonating.
I like how you modestly joked on stage, why is someone like as cool as Spike Lee hanging out with me? But I love some of the photos that you shared with me.
they're pretty cool. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, great.
It was great.
So let's wrap up then on availability and price, if it's been announced. When will the 2021 Cadillac Escalade be ready for customers to order? And where can we learn more about the vehicle as well?
Yeah, well, we'll be starting production in the third quarter, so it should be at dealers in the fall. That's the current outlook on the situation. In terms of pricing, we'll announce that a little closer to production, but notionally the starting at prices, as we call them, so will be similar to the current car.
Mm-hmm.
And we have more features and availability, so you know you can walk it up as you wish. So in the meantime, you can go to Cadillac.com.
All right, Steve, congratulations on the launch. Great to see you. Yep. And safe travels back.
Yep, thanks, Mark.
Super nice guy, Steve Carlisle. And we really were sitting in a Cadillac. We found the Escalade, the 2021 at the International Auto Show. We found that it was the quietest way to do that interview. Not to mention his voice was, as you can see, a little compromised. So we did the best we could. Anyhow, hope you enjoyed that. When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to learn about Uno heated jackets. Stay with us.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a Z and Saltzman with a Z.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
You and basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year. I know, right? Do you think I say I know, right, too often? I do. I know, right? I have to stop, don't I? I know.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
I know.
Yeah, even our commercials are better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Lap top of the line.
Staples is the place for the best PCs.
At great prices.
And this week at Staples, in honor of President's Day, the HP Pavilion laptop with Intel Core i7 processor is just $569.99.
You save $260 on this super slim, stylish PC powerhouse.
But hurry, this and other PC deals are good this week only.
At Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 2/22/20 while supplies last.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, this is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. It's February, which means it's pretty darn cold out for many of us. But in 2020, you shouldn't have to be chilled to the bone when you're out and about. Technology can play a role in keeping you warm outside, and that includes heated clothing. While it may not be new, it is getting better all the time. We're now going to learn about Uno. It's a line of outerwear. We've got Simon Au with us. He's the co-founder of Uno. Welcome to the show, Simon.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on the show today.
Why don't we start right at a high level? Please tell us what Uno's heated jackets are all about.
Yeah, you know, we really create this line of outerwear really through inspiration by other brands like Canada Goose and Nobis. We really want to focus on making something that's lightweight, something that's off-season, and, you know, really want to get into that heated alternative to traditional down jacket. You know, being, you know, living in the northern part of the world, you know, we often find ourselves, you know, having multiple jackets between, you know, 10 degrees, 0 degree, then negative 20 degree. So, you know, like you said, you know, having a heated technology really able to kind of, you know, have one jacket for just both from 10 right. to negative 10 on one.
Okay. And of course, we're talking Celsius here, not Fahrenheit. But
of course,
that would be really cold if that was the case. But so obviously there's some electronics here keeping you warm. Can you, without getting too technical, tell us how they work?
Being a heated jacket, you know, when you hear, you know, technology in a jacket, you obviously hear, you know, think about having wires or some sort of metallic plate in the jacket and something like that. So, you know, at a very high level, what we try to do is we engineer our own heating pad to be soft, lightweight. We also embed them into the jacket where you can't feel them. So, you know, they're really graphene-inspired technology where they really generate heat, you know, through the surface of the jacket. It will pass through your the innerwear that you're wearing, and then eventually, you know, warm up your body.
Okay, because I've tried some other heated jackets in the past, and yes, you can feel the wires, or you can feel the battery pack right in, in the front. So you're saying with your technology, it's the same idea. You've got a battery that's charging up these, I don't know what you call them, sensors or panels throughout the jacket to keep you warm, but you don't feel them like when you're wearing the jacket.
Yeah, we actually, you know, did a lot of tests to make sure that, you know, the battery pocket that we put is in an ergonomic position that you don't feel it. We also select batteries that is really light. It's only about 160 grams.
So very light. And how hot can it get?
It can get pretty warm, you know. It's, you know, depending on if you decide to heat yourself up or things like that, I would say the heating pad typically runs at about 50 to 55 degrees Celsius. And that's really sufficient to kind of, you know, allow you to kind of stand outside at negative 20 temperature for, you know, almost 35 minutes to an hour for a lot of people, for our customers.
Are you looking at a certain market, like people who work outdoors, or is it meant to be just for anybody who wants some high-tech outerwear to keep you warm when you're outside?
Yeah, you know, that's actually a fantastic question. So, you know, heated jacket is, you know, quite common in sport or, you know, the hunting area. I think actually that's where the origin of these jackets comes in. Our clientele is a little bit more of a, you know, urban type, urban dweller that we're aiming for. So, you know, people who, you know, have to walk their dogs, people who have to go to work, drive, but don't want the bulkiness of a down jacket, I think this is perfect for them, you know, with a style that they can go to work with and also go out on a, you know, weeknight and weekend.
All right, so the name of the company is Uno, but it's spelled U-N-O-O, and I understand you've got one model but a couple of different colors, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Right now we offer a stone gray, a really nice glossy gray, and a marine blue. They're both insulated jacket with waterproof and windproof shell. It also features things like water-resistant zippers, fleece pocket, a tape seam construction. Both color also feature the same four-zone heating element and lightweight battery.
Is it a large jacket? Like, does it go past your hips, or does it stop around there?
It stops around, your hip area. Just probably just a little under it.
Okay. All right. Your waist or hips. Okay. Got it. Yeah. Now, we are chatting with Simon Au. He's the co-founder of Uno. It's a company that has created some new outerwear with a high-tech twist. Do your jackets have any extra features like the ability to charge up a smartphone?
Yeah. So the battery bank can, you know, be used to charge up your cell phone if you choose to. You know, it also provides three level of heating. So, you know, you can adjust accordingly depending on what you're using it for.
And it can, just to confirm, if you have an iPhone or an Android phone in your pocket and it's running low on battery, you can plug it into the battery pack as well?
That's right.
Okay, cool. Now, let's say you've got the heat on the highest setting. It's really cold out, so you're cranking it up. How long can that battery last?
At high setting, it's probably about, you know, 2 to 3 hours. At a, you know, a low setting, is probably up to 6 hours. This is all really dependent on the, you know, the ambient temperature that you're going up against.
Got it. And then, like the jackets that I've reviewed in the past, you have to charge the jacket up, or at least the battery pack if you want to take it out, every night or every couple of nights. Is that the case? And how long does it take to charge up that external battery that goes inside the jacket?
Yeah, so it takes about probably 2 hours, depending on the charger that you use with the battery. And like I said, it can provide up to 6 hours of continuous usage. One thing that we do notice that with, other heating jacket is that typically they're not insulated to begin with. So they're usually just like a windbreaker or something of that sort. Our customer tend to, really heat themselves up and then go outside, and they turn off the heat probably about 20 minutes after, once the body heat up and can generate heat on itself.
Okay, cool. And I was going to ask you about some of the differentiating features between the Uno line of heated outerwear and other companies out there. Are there any other differences? Would you say price is a competitive advantage? And that's what we'll end off on is price and of course, a website. But is there anything else that you feel yours are really sort of different than the competition?
Yeah, being I think one of the key things that really set Uno apart as a micro brand for outerwear is our attention to detail, and being really inspired by other Canadian brands. We use some of the most premium material available, making it really soft to touch, extremely comfortable to wear. It's something that you would expect in, walking to any Canadian mall. I think that's a huge differentiator between us and other heated jacket brands.
Okay, very cool. And then finally, how much do the jackets cost and where can we learn more about them?
Yeah, so the Uno Wind jacket starts at $299. You can buy it at unoo.ca. I think in the near future, you can also expect them at retailers.
All right, uno.ca, but again, it's spelled UNOO.ca, and you deliver both to the U.S. and to Canada. Simon Au, thank you very much. Good luck with the Uno line of heated outerwear. Very exciting. I can't wait to check it out myself, but thank you for taking the time to talk to my audience about this.
No problem. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Tech It Out is powered by ASUS, the company that creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops like the ZenBooks and VivoBooks and Chromebooks in their family, as well as their game-related gear, the ROG or Republic of Gamers. We'll be right back with Sensible Vision when we talk facial recognition cameras. Stay with us.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's RANK to 79645.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 7th. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Researchers are working on new ways to use artificial intelligence to help gather necessary information from an electronic medical record and improve patient care. The aim is to reduce the time that physicians spend at their computer.
How can we navigate all of that information in the National Library of Medicine, ongoing active research, guidelines, our own Mayo best practice guidelines, and the patient information? How can we match all that together efficiently? Right now, it takes a lot of human hours and human effort.
Mayo Clinic oncologist Dr. Tafaya Haddad says the computer can do the job of recognizing data and mining patterns.
In one click, I can get that synopsis of the patient, her history, her medical records, laboratory imaging information, and marry that to our best practice as well as research opportunities.
The result? Less time with the computer and
a more meaningful encounter with the patient in the exam room.
For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Joel Streed.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. Facial recognition technology has been around since the 60s, believe it or not, but as you'd expect, it's evolved significantly over the last couple of years, including the use of artificial intelligence on the back end, on the other side of the camera lens. If you've ever used your face to log into your smartphone or confirm your identity in an app, then you know it offers convenience. Plus, it can also help curb crime when security cameras can detect suspects before they can inflict more harm. And there are many other applications for facial recognition. And yes, some privacy advocates are concerned that we're going too far with this technology as well. So let's have a frank discussion about facial recognition with George Brostoff. He's joining us on the line. He's the CEO and co-founder of Sensible Vision. Welcome to the program, George.
Thanks, Mark, and thank you for having me.
You reminded me that I wrote about one of your apps for USA Today back in 2013, so going back 7 years already. So no doubt you've been in this space for a while.
Well, in fact, we started shipping our facial recognition solutions way back in 2006, and the company was actually founded in 2005 with the whole idea of making devices easier to interact and more secure. So it's an area with AI and facial recognition we've been doing way back since 15 years now.
Yeah, that's great. And I thought you'd be a great person to chat with about the pros, but also the cons of facial recognition. But thanks for giving us a bit of background on Sensible Vision. And for our listeners, by the way, it's one word, capital S and capital V for Sensible Vision. So I can see several benefits, and I did highlight a couple of them in my introduction, George. Let's go over what you think are some of the key reasons why facial recognition is a good thing in society today.
Well, I think facial recognition offers convenience, it offers security, and it offers, as you mentioned, personalization, and also transparency. So let's take a look at each one of those. Security is something that, while we all talk about, it's much harder to get people to accept and use. So if you can have a method of entering in information that gives you your credentials, it's highly secure, yet at the same time transparent, meaning you don't have to take out a card, you don't have to type in a password, you don't have to basically put your finger down to have a fingerprint reader read it, you get much higher adoption. In addition, that means the devices that you interact with can personalize to you in a very easy and simple way, such as getting into an automobile and having it adjust the volume that you like, the radio station you like, your seats in position. It's just tremendous. So we're talking about identity. We're talking about personalization. We're talking about transparency, which really makes things with a much higher user acceptance because things adapt to the user.
Right. And I don't want to get too technical, but we're talking about biometrics identification, using a part of your body to identify you, right? So in this case, your face, but others have used a fingerprint before to log into their phone or to access or to confirm a payment when you're buying something online, something like that. But we're talking about using your face. So it's very natural. It's one of a kind, and the technology is getting more and more accurate over the years.
That's correct. And I think what you just said is very interesting because it's that same transparency and convenience that makes people a little concerned about the security of it from the standpoint of privacy. Because used in the incorrect way, now it's very easy for governments to potentially track your whereabouts. And that's where a lot of the concerns have been raised by the privacy advocates. Yet at the same time, one of the things I like to point out is that there are other technologies that aren't as obvious to us as our faces that those same organizations can use to make an even better job of tracking us. So as we talk about any one technology, whether it be face recognition, we really should be expanding the discussion to privacy in general with all technologies, because so many others are just as invasive or more so, because face recognition only works where there's a camera. Many of the other techniques, such as your smartphones, work when you're in buildings, your own bedroom, with no cameras. And it's equally important to make sure that we have privacy laws to protect all of that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like any technology, it can be used or abused. A 3D printer, for example, can create a custom prosthetic for a child to be able to run and kick a soccer ball. But that same machine can create a gun, right? So you can't blame the technology. It's how, you know, the people behind it are using or abusing it. So I know that the protesters in Hong Kong, they wear, you know, when you look at the photos on online or in the newspaper, you see that they're wearing masks because they know that the state, the Chinese government is looking at your face, and they're trying to identify who the protesters are. So that's why they're wearing masks to cover it. But some fear that we are moving towards a Big Brother state with cameras everywhere. But you bring up a good point. We leave a digital footprint wherever we are online, digital breadcrumbs, and even our location information on our mobile devices reveal a lot more than what your face can reveal.
And I think a corollary to this is it also has to do with when the technology is being accepted in the market. You know, had Thomas Edison, as one of the original innovators of sound recording, had a technology that could be used by everyone on many devices all at once, then audio recording would be facing the same challenges we face today with technology such as face recognition. Basically, though, because the audio recording was with a very specific device, it lent itself to basically recording once and then playback. So we all got to enjoy music and other technologies such as that without having to worry about privacy, that someone's recording my conversation. All of that came later, which allowed the regulations to, over time, address that. We just have to be a little bit more proactive in coming up with appropriate privacy regulations now.
It's interesting context. Thank you, George. We'll continue chatting with Sensible Vision when we return on Tech It Out. You're listening to the Radio America Network. One more block coming up right after this short break.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Mortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
We're chatting with George Frostoff. He's the CEO and co-founder of Sensible Vision. So let's now talk about the company. Tell us about some of the verticals that Sensible Vision is in. I believe it's like fintech and Internet of Things or IoT. And please tell us who some of your clients are. I understand there's some big names out there like Dell and Sony and Logitech.
Yes, so we're working with a lot of companies who are going to be putting the technology into the kinds of things that many consumers will be interacting on a daily basis. The key to our positioning in the market is it's all opt-in. This addresses a lot of the privacy concerns because rather than being used for surveillance, the kinds of applications you'll be seeing rolled out this year from our partners that I can't mention at this point because the products haven't been released is would be like walking up to your house and having it let your child in, but no one else, or basically letting you gain access to your house. Another application really comes down to loyalty, because instead of taking out all those loyalty cards, if you opt in at a particular retailer, you can simply walk up and be granted your loyalty and any benefits you get without having to take out those cards. Later on, I do think we'll be seeing things for financial transactions, although because there's banks and many other different organizations involved, unlike in Asia and particularly in China, we're likely to see this in the West go a little more slowly. But our applications right now are going to be a lot released in identity management so that you won't have to have keys anymore. You won't have to basically take out your finger to touch to get into devices. And those are the kinds of things that we do. And in particular, in our case, we're very heavily in development and shipping 3D face recognition, because that's something that we started way back in 2009. And Apple, as you may recall, released this in 2017 with the iPhone. And it gets around the challenges that you'll hear a lot of people talk about, where there seems to be racial bias. Well, the racial bias is controlled by, has been listed in a lot of publications, by the databases that are used, but it's also by having sufficient quality data. Because if the cameras can't resolve the information and the detail on who they're looking at, then essentially you can get errors and mistakes. With 3D cameras, we're actually getting depth information. And that depth information follows the contours of people's faces, which makes it independent of the complexion of people's skin. It also allows us to deal with changing makeup. So if a person changes their makeup dramatically, it won't affect the accuracy. They'll still be recognized. And someone putting on heavy makeup to try to look at the same person won't get in. And even face masks won't get in. So you get the benefits of all that transparency with very high security.
And they can't be fooled with a paper photo of somebody as well, which I've been able to do with some older smartphones that claim to be extra secure. I've been able to fool it with a photo of someone to log them in. But so it's obviously getting better. As we wrap up, George, what is Sensible Vision's secret sauce, if you will? There are many other camera and facial recognition technology companies out there. What is the key to your success, do you think?
We put over 40 million licenses in the field over the years, and I think the key to success is making the technology work in the real world so that it's convenient for the user. It works under the real world conditions where there's no light, bright light, where people change their looks. Those are the kinds of things that happen. And then adding innovation so that it goes beyond just letting someone in. So, for example, for some of the things we're doing with healthcare, one of the things that is a challenge is if you check in at the doctor's office, right now you have to type in your name and so forth. Well, now you can just walk right up and your face will grant you access and you're checked into your doctor's office. But the moment you step away, it'll secure your patient information, which means you don't have to worry about anybody else seeing it. And that's something that other technologies really can't do, because a fingerprint doesn't know when you stepped away.
Awesome. George, thank you very much for your time. Very interesting. What's the best website? Is it simply sensiblevision.com?
You have it, sir. Yes.
All right. George Brostoff, thank you so much for your time. Have a great February. Good chatting with you.
Thanks, Mark.
Or I should say, have a great rest of your February. We only have another week left of the month. What the heck happened there? And it's a leap year, no less, with a February 29th next weekend. That's right. Anyhow, I hope you've enjoyed this week's Tech It Out. We had, I think, a very diverse lineup of guests. We had a doctor talk to us about sleep and technology. The president of Cadillac joined us to tell us about the 2021 Escalade, Uno, heated jackets, and then Sensible Vision about facial recognition and surveillance cameras. This program program is brought to you by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. ASUS, for those in search of incredible. Visit asus.com/us/radio for more info on its line of laptops, desktops, gaming gear, and a lot more. That's asus.com/us/radio. The company is pronounced ASUS, but if you want, you can call it ASUS, like all my friends do. Wishing you all a great rest of your weekend and looking forward to catching up with you next time on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text NET to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University offered 100% online. Text NET to 79645. That's N-E-T to 79645.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. Four candidates are under consideration by President Trump to be the next director of national intelligence.
The president dismissed the acting U.S. intelligence chief this week and replaced him with Richard Grenell, who's also serving as U.S. ambassador to Germany. But that appointment is temporary. Mr. Trump says he's considering four candidates and that he'll make a decision soon. However, one of the candidates says he's not interested in the job. GOP Congressman Doug Collins, who's running for the U.S. Senate, says it's a position he would not accept. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Democrats in Nevada are meeting this hour at some 250 caucus sites around the state as the process has begun in the First in the West contest for presidential candidates. And now with the fate in the hands of the people, some candidates on the stump elsewhere. Bernie Sanders in Texas this afternoon holding an event in El Paso. Early voting is underway in the Lone Star State. He'll then head to San Antonio for an event tonight. Tomorrow he's in Houston and in Austin, Texas, one of the many states at stake on Super Tuesday, March 3rd. Hundreds of supporters of Julian Assange marched through London today trying to pressure the UK government into refusing to extradite the WikiLeaks founder to the U.S. to face spying charges.
This case regarding Julian Assange, if he goes down or not, marks the most important case in the human history because it marks the difference between democracy and totalitarianism.
An extradition hearing for Assange due to begin in a London court on Monday. State lawmakers in eastern Germany agreeing on a way to vote in a new state government without the support of a far-right party, thus avoiding a repeat of a decision earlier this month that caused a political uproar at the national level. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Bastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Israeli police say officers shot and killed a man after he allegedly tried to stab a soldier outside Jerusalem's old city. Correspondent Zara Shackley has details.
The man was not immediately identified, but is believed to have been a Palestinian. Israeli medics said a 42-year-old woman was slightly wounded in the leg when shots were fired at the assailant. Israeli police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld said the attacker was armed with a knife and approached an officer who responded to the attack. The old city is a home to holy sites sacred to Jews, Christians and Muslims, including the flashpoint compound known as the Al-Aqsa Mosque to Muslims and the Temple Mount to Jews. I'm Zaria Shakili.
It was on this date in 1909, the Great White Fleet, a naval task force sent around a round-the-world voyage by President Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt, returned after more than a year at sea. More at townhall.com. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Indigenous barricades that are blocking rail service across Canada and hurting the economy have to come down now.
Trudeau said the court injunctions must be obeyed and that the situation is unacceptable and untenable, and every attempt at dialogue has been made over the last 2 weeks. Protesters later left a barricade site south of Montreal late Friday after riot police arrived. They earlier had begun dismantling their encampment. A spokesman for the protesters vowed that other blockades would appear, and protesters remained at other rail protest sites. Patrick Frost reporting.
The Supreme Court set to hear arguments on a critical permit needed by developers of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. Backed by the Trump administration, developers Dominion Energy and Duke Energy will ask the high court to overturn a lower court ruling throwing out a permit needed for the pipeline across two national forests, including parts of the Appalachian Trail. More stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Not available in all states.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trainer, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog of Wall Street.
All right, let's say, proud week for me. I was really proud of the kids that I've coached over the years this past week. I people new to the program. I've got a sport. I'm a very passionate about lacrosse, and I also am very passionate about the other thing I really, really, really love to do outside of obviously my work and my show and my appearances. Again, I guess it's kind of the same because it's educating people. I love coaching. I love coaching. I am I'm a practice nut when it comes to efficiency. We do everything. I want my kids to succeed. I want them to succeed. I really, really do. And this past week, it was a great week. I had a bunch of my players from years ago when I lived down in Florida commit to colleges, some D2, some D3. And I also, my team now, I live up here in Long Island, team I have here in Long Island, which is a very, very competitive team. Right now, I think I've got only three or four kids left that have yet to commit to college. The rest of the team, every single one of them has committed to a D1 school. And I'm ecstatic. And one of the kids, great kid, tough as nails, real bright. He just committed to Bucknell, and I've got to go out. I was thinking about this right before we started the segment, right before I went on the air here today. So I got to go out and I got to buy him Ken Langone's book, I Love Capitalism. I talked about it here on the show a couple years ago. I'm a big Ken Langone fan. Say, I'm a fanboy of guys like Ken Langone and what he's done. I want to get to the point in time where I can start donating hundreds of millions of dollars and help to make, NYU medical school free. And, you know, he's got his name all over New York with medical centers and the great things that he has done. And his book was phenomenal. Talking about his life and the hard work that he put in and where he came from and where he is today. And it was a true shout out to the free market and capitalism. Again, Langone's an entrepreneur. He built Home Depot, amongst other things. Now, Jamie Dimon talked about Jamie here on the program. Jamie Dimon is the, let's put it, he is the LeBron James of CEOs right now. He's the big CEO out there. You know that old commercial back in the 1980s with, when E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. Well, it's kind of that way with Jamie Dimon, as far as business is concerned, as far as the economy is concerned, most certainly as far as Wall Street is concerned. And he was interviewed by Maria Bartiromo, last Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, and he was defending capitalism. He defended capitalism and he defended billionaires, warning socialism would be ruinous, not just to American companies, but to the broader economy. Which again, and it's coming from Jamie Dimon, bright guy, has some weight to what he has to say. But again, it's master the obvious thing as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, let's talk about Jamie Dimon. Let's talk about Jamie Dimon. I'm going to also pull Boeing into this as well. And also understanding what capitalism is. Year after year after year, I've gotten into this here on the program. I've fought against, I've gone on programs, fought against people. You know, capitalism is broken. Capitalism is not fair. And you even have conservative. Capitalism is not perfect, but it's the only system we got. There's no other system. Capitalism is nature. Do you understand? It's nature. It's like trying to defy nature is what you're trying to do. And people just don't seem to get it. And they use the word capitalism. And if they don't like something that is happening within our economy, within our country, they'll say, oh, it's capitalism. It's capital. Oh, you know why we had the financial crisis? Because of capitalism. No. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Financial crisis, quite frankly, had its roots nothing to do with capitalism at all. It had a lot to do with government tinkering and telling people what to do and rules and regulations that defined capitalism. Now, we have issues right now when it comes to our economy, when it comes to the business world here in the United States. And this goes back, I've talked about this for years here on the program, the watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil, big business, politicians, the mainstream media working hand in hand to further their own needs. Where we have a system here in this country where it's not capitalism. Capitalism. Companies need to be able to fail. Last hour here on the program, I was talking about the column in the Financial Times by some idiot from some Scottish investment firm saying that short selling is bad and price discovery is not that important. What? Yes, it is. You know what's really important? You know what is integral to a free capitalistic society? Failure. failure. When asked about 15 years ago in an interview, why are you so passionate about the program? Why do you do what you do? And I said, I want my kids to grow up in a country where they can succeed beyond their wildest dreams and also fail. Because make no bones about it, I've failed. I have failed. I've made errors in judgment. Listen, I failed. Pick myself up. But I failed. We have, unfortunately, companies here in this country that are too big to fail, supposedly. That's what we're told, right? And it's true. It's true. I remember when Eric Holder, Barack Obama's attorney general, I think it was in front of some Senate committee, or he's being interviewed and he's talked, they were asking him questions about criminal investigations or prosecutions that take place on Wall Street, and he was basically, I can't do that. I have to be concerned about the overall economy and what can happen. What? So what you're signaling is that these companies, based upon their size and their quote unquote importance, are untouchable? What we saw over the past week, and it didn't get enough attention, a very similar scenario happened with Boeing than what happened back in the 1990s with the big brokerage firms. However, in Boeing's case, people died. In the 1990s, people lost hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars because Wall Street analysts were telling them to buy stocks that they knew were garbage. They knew they were advising people to buy companies that they knew were garbage. This was all of the major brokerage firms. Nobody went to jail for this. Nobody got in trouble for this at all. Oh, there were some fines paid. Big whoop-de-doo-dah. But, you know, I look at it that is, well, gee whiz, you're ripping people off. That's basically stealing money. Right? Am I right here? Does that make sense to you? Well, there was emails that were discovered behind the scenes, text messages, Boeing. People talking about how they didn't like the fact that they were going to have to train pilots and, this plane is not that great. It's not safe. I wouldn't let my family fly on this. And again, you know, Boeing has got its defenders in the mainstream media. Well, you know, this is, could be just disgruntled employees and this, that, and the next thing. Whatever. Whatever, man. Boeing is too big to fail. The news that those email, those text messages came out, you know, the stock went up that day. Boeing's not going anywhere. Okay? And that's wrong. I'm here to tell you that's wrong. Steve Mnuchin has passed away. Well, you know, because the problems with Boeing and the plane, you know, it could be a hit to our overall economy. If Boeing is that important to our overall economy, Boeing needs to be broken up. Boeing needs to be broken up. Let the military contractor be the military contractor. Let the commercial airline be the commercial airline. Break the thing up. But that tells me there's not enough competition within that industry. If these big Wall Street banks, if one of them goes down, oh, no, take the whole economy down, then guess what? Break them up. We live in a world of these ginormous companies. And again, I know I've talked about this here on the program. I can fix it. I can fix what's wrong with our business world. It's not a difficult fix. Yes, we're going to have to break up some big companies. But you know what we also have to do too? We have to start paying these executives, not just the CEO, but all of their lieutenants, all of their underlings. We have to pay them cash, period. LeBron James makes money, makes a handsome salary playing basketball for the Los Angeles Lakers. He doesn't get stock in the Lakers. He doesn't become a part owner of the Lakers. He doesn't. He gets paid. Now, Jamie Dimon, and you can take a look at the job he's done over at J.P. Morgan. Jamie Dimon is that great of a CEO. Pay him. Pay him. Pay him cash. Not stock. The reason why we have all of these billionaire CEOs, all of these millionaires, since millionaires, it's because of stock. Suckers get paid cash nowadays. You're a sucker. You're a sucker CEO if you get paid cash. The CEO of Google only makes $2 million a year. It's Google. It's a behemoth. Only makes $2 million a year. I talked about this. You know, you could be a backup of the backup infielder for the New York Yankees and you're making more money than that. No, but he makes a ton in stock. This is the problem. You know, I have a retirement plan at our business, and we have ERISA laws, everybody else does, and we contribute to our employees' 401k based upon how much money they contribute, based upon, we do that. If a company wants to issue stock to its employees, you might want to come up with a percentage, a certain percentage that is based upon how much money they make, and it has to be across the board. It has to be across the board. It has to be for everybody. It has to be for the janitor. It has to be for the secretary. And it has to be for the CEO. Because we've gotten to a problem right here. You take a look at the ousted CEO of Boeing, the type of money that he made, that he extracted from Boeing, that he's still going to get. We're told, oh, he's getting no severance package. Malarkey. That's a lie. These people are getting wealthy beyond what anybody can understand, and it's because of the stock that they get in the companies. And then the companies turn around and they buy back that stock when they sell it. I know, I've talked about this here on the program, but the more people that understand the racket, the better off we're going to be. There's the problem. There is the problem. I don't know how. I know Trump could come out and he could totally do this if he chose to. I don't know if he's afraid that he's going to get hit with a Scud missile or something like that. I don't know. But this is the problem that we need to address. They talk about wealth disparity here in the country. This is why. You deal with this, it's over. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Now, again, wait. Hey, before I finish going to the break here, okay, this is different for an entrepreneur. Jamie Dimon didn't start J.P. Morgan. Muhlenberg didn't start Boeing. Bill Gates started Microsoft. Jeff Bezos started Amazon. Okay, that's their stock. That's fine. Yeah, become a billionaire because you come up with an amazing invention? Fine. Okay? Not managers. Sorry. You want to become a billionaire? Invent something awesome. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
CarProUSA.com presents car buying survival tip number 8. Life is full of challenges. Car shopping shouldn't be one of them. In fact, it should be an exciting and memorable experience. That's where CarProUSA.com comes in. It's the fast, free, and easy way to shop for cars today. CarProUSA.com is where you'll find certified local dealers. But you won't find the hassle, haggle, and frustration that can sometimes be associated with car shopping. You can learn more at CarProUSA.com.
Mike Hewitt here. I'm reading about weekly murders in Chicago and most major American cities. It'd be comforting to blame the strife of millions on the opposition party, whichever. Truth is, if I was raised in abject poverty, in a single or no-parent home, with failing public schools, if I were functionally illiterate, unable to complete an application, much less do the job, I might be angry and gullible, easily manipulated by street thugs in a gift-giving bureaucracy. It's easy for us to proclaim it's their fault, but we're not living their reality. Big city America is nearly 50% of our population, yet we ignore the problem. Many run to a partisan corner rather than helping to find solutions. It's as if we're riding along with two flat tires, wondering why the road feels so darn bumpy. We can do much better than this. That's my two cents. Visit themikehewittshow.com or find us on Facebook and tell us what you think.
St. Jude exceeds any expectation or any dream I could have ever had about a hospital. First was getting David here to save his life. But then I was told we wouldn't get a bill. I didn't quite process that. How's this possible? It's possible through all the wonderful people who donate.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. If you think about that, I mean, go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine.
The research here is research that we share with everyone else because overall, we want to help all children that have cancer. What makes that possible is people that give to St. Jude. They really help us to fulfill our mission, and we're so grateful to have them on our team.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, you are. Welcome back, everybody. This is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. I talked about valuations a little bit earlier on in the program, and I know I touched on this as well on the podcast, but I want to get this through everybody's head. Okay. Benjamin Graham, he wrote The Intelligent Investor, and Warren Buffett credits Benjamin Graham with basically everything that he knows. And you read the book and grab yourself a couple cups of coffee. It's really, really dry. It is. A lot of technical stuff in there, but it's dry. But there's some really good points in there. And the one thing I really took away from Benjamin Graham's book is that it's simple. It says you have to determine what a company's value is. Every company has an intrinsic value to it. At times it trades below its value. It's worth more. It's worth more. Buy low. Sometimes it trades above its intrinsic value. Ooh, guess what? Maybe I should take some profits. I want to let everybody know here, the percentage of stocks, listed companies, the percentage of listed companies right now that are in the red, that's the bad one. Okay? That's the bad one. Is close to 40%. 40% of stocks that are trading outstanding are losing money. Now, some companies, some startups, will lose money for a period of time. They have a business plan that makes sense, and they have projections that make sense, and they're expected to come out of the red at a certain period of time. Many companies out there are biotechnology companies. These are companies that are going out and they're trying to come up with the next great miracle drug or medical device, whatever it may be, and they don't know. Those companies could go under. They could be working on the drug, get to phase three trials, and oh, doesn't work. Sorry, company gone. That's speculative stuff. But you need to understand okay? You need to understand that many of these companies that are in the red, that have been racing through the roof or that are still around, they have something called a burn rate, right? They have a certain amount of cash, a certain amount of cash lying around. And you can calculate when that company is going to go out of business based upon the cash that it has, unless the business improves marketably. And you've got to determine, that's what we do, whether or not that business is going to improve, whether it's worthwhile. I remember in the 1990s going through prospectus after prospectus after prospectus, saying to myself, oh, this one's going to go out of business at this time. It's almost like an alarm clock, for crying out loud. I knew when they were going to go under. Now, many of the companies that are in the red have been getting money thrown at them left and right because there's a racket that's involved with trying to get people out of the stock and keep the company afloat so all the insiders can get out. Then we'll let the thing go out of business. Let me tell you, my friends, that's no different than what was going on at the boiler room operations back during the 80s and 90s. It's a fugazi. Make sure you know what you're doing. If not, get help. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Lap, top of the line.
Staples is the place for the best PCs.
At great prices.
And this week at Staples, in honor of President's Day, the HP Pavilion laptop with Intel Core i7 processor is just $569.99.
You save $260 on this super slim, stylish PC powerhouse.
But hurry, this and other PC deals are good this week only.
At Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 2/22/20 while supplies last.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 7th. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's R-A-N-K to 79645.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Well, January 10th was a little over a week ago. And it was a big day in corporate merger history.
Big days in corporate merger history.
Yeah, January 10th, 2000. AOL Time Warner merged. AOL Time Warner merged. Now, I've seen several pieces out there and pundits and talking heads out there saying, you see, Time Warner, AOL, that merger didn't work out. This is why you don't have to pay attention to breaking companies up. They'll fail anyway. And I get aggravated when I see nonsense like that. I remember exactly where I was standing when I was watching that press conference. And I was laughing. We were cracking jokes. It was, you know, remember that show Mystery Science Theater 3000, whatever the hell it was called, where they would have science fiction movies and there would be the two guys, you see their back of their heads making fun of what was going on the screen? That was basically what I was doing with AOL Time Warner. AOL Time Warner happened. Why? Well, because Wall Street played up the egos of these people. I think Steve Case, he's smarter than that. He knew. He knew that his company was on the outs. He knew it was on the outs. You got mail. In 2000, America Online was the internet with training wheels. Yeah, prior a few years, you had cable, dial-up was going away. That's when the cable company started offering internet. It was done. And they're using that as an example of, well, you know what, we can't, you know, you can let these companies get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Get that. No. No. First and foremost, I know this is old news for my long-term listeners. Let me explain to you what the mergers and acquisitions departments do at big brokerage firms. Let me tell you what they do. They look around and they find a CEO. Because again, CEOs are what? They're oftentimes not managers. They're entrepreneurs. That was the case with AOL Time Warner. That was a super big merger, but Steve Case, yes, he started AOL, but he knew his company was dying. This was his way to cash out and really cash out. I think he owns half the islands of Hawaii right now. But anyway, they go and they boost up the ego of these CEOs and they tell them that, wow, look at this, you're going to be able to build something. Now again, CEOs are managers. They have, most of them haven't built a damn thing in their entire lives. Most of them have found ways to step on people's toes and climb the corporate ladder, backstab the right people, talk behind the right person's back, get this one fired or that one fired to get to the position where they are. They're politicians. in more ways than one. They haven't built a damn thing. Well, oh, geez. And you know what? They have that longing there. A feeling of inadequacy. And Wall Street mergers and acquisitions departments know this. They're well aware of this. And they prey upon it. And this is why you see these M&A moves all the time. And how often do they work out? Huh? How often do these mega mergers work out? I've said it again and again and again. You can take a look at many of these gigantor companies, and you break them up, they will be worth more broken up. They will be more dynamic broken up than they are together. It is what it is. However, but in the world, the way that CEOs are paid today, if you build this ginormous company, you build this ginormous company, they can go and they can say, well, look at the revenues here at this company. Look at our numbers here. I need to be paid hundreds of millions of dollars in stock. Yeah, I'd like to see one of these wizard of smart CEOs run a small company. Run a small part of their company. A part of their company that, you know, may be teetering a little, might need some work. Would they be capable of doing that? Or do they just collect other businesses so their revenues continue to rise, and it obviously looks like their earnings continue to grow, and they can get paid more? Have they built anything? Have they created anything? Or are they just collecting? Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. There you go. Again, Mergers and Acquisitions 101 right here on the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at a recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Think about this. There are 5 freedoms guaranteed in the First Amendment. Freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom to peaceably assemble, freedom to petition the government. Which freedom can you live without? Fortunately, the First Amendment doesn't make you choose. It protects all 5 freedoms equally. Think first. Go to thinkfirstamendment.org to learn more.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Air Canada says it will no longer use the phrase ladies and gentlemen, just in case anybody might be offended. Its in-flight announcements will now address passengers as everyone. Many companies are joining the fad of eliminating all references to gender, a commitment to respect sexual identity, diversity, and inclusion, they say. But who exactly is offended by being called something nice? The company admits nobody has actually complained about it. They just want to avoid ever offending anyone in the future. Good luck. It is not possible to go through life without ever saying or thinking anything that could possibly offend someone. Americans need to lighten up. Political correctness is so out of control that it offends me. I'm not gender neutral. I'm female, and I love being called a lady.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Damn straight. Welcome back, everybody. You know, I'm going to go a little old school. We haven't done a lot of the ripoffs and scams here on the program. I say old school. Back when we started the show years ago, that was primarily what we did. I would grab various different stories that I would hear about. I'd be alerted to, or clients would call up and, oh, I heard about this, or people would call up to become a client and they had gotten ripped off. And we covered that here on the program, and it was all in an attempt to educate people. And I said, you know what, I'll use these ripoffs and scams as an example, and hopefully people will pick up on this stuff so they won't get ripped off and scammed. And it worked sometimes, okay? It did. I have to say that I'm being honest. I mean, that was all we did on the show. I would get irate. I'd be yelling and screaming about what was going on and look at this jerk and look at this ripper. We warned people about Madoff, everybody, but it didn't matter. Didn't matter. People, they convinced themselves. People believe what they want to believe. And if that salesperson out there pushes the right buttons, greed buttons or fear buttons, look out. Doesn't matter how many decades of experience that I have, the fact that I've got the longest running financial program in the country, or I've been right again and again and again and again. People to this day, will call me up and ask me questions about certain things that they've heard about or an investment that they've heard about. I've warned them that it's a scam and they don't listen. Here's one of them. You're all familiar with the company, the Income Store. Well, this company advertised a lot on satellite radio. This company, what it did was it offered investors a hands-off. All you do is you give them money. Monthly income. You would get monthly income. No skills are required at all. You just gave them money. Well, they ripped people off to the tune of about $75 million. Yep. The SEC just froze their assets. Basically what the company did was it built websites selling stuff. Not making this up. They built websites that sold stuff, a variety of products. Now, what they told investors was that they would pay them half of what their websites generated each month and would guarantee, they said, we'll also guarantee you a minimum monthly return if revenues fell too low. Now, again, guarantee. You know, I probably should have pulled up the bit from Tommy Boy here on the program. Chris Farley is trying to get the contract for the brake pads, and the guy told him, he said, well, Zelensky puts a guarantee on the box. People love a guarantee. Man, a guarantee makes it feel all warm and fuzzy inside, doesn't it? And basically what Chris Farley did in winning the contract is he explained to the owner of the auto parts store that you could take a you-know-what in a box and you can put a guarantee on it, and what you get is a guaranteed box of what? And that's basically
what this was. The guy was guaranteeing a minimum monthly return. You don't ask the question how that's possible? Huh? We're out of time. We're going to continue on. We're going to do a little bit more. Do a little bit more on the ripoffs and scams here. I'm just getting warm. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
It's time to glow at the Reading Rancheria Community Fund 2020 Year to Remember. Saturday, March 7th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Since the inception of the fund in 2002, it has granted approximately $3.4 million to the local area. So come join us in celebrating the 71 organizations that the Reading Rancheria has been able to help with a surprise gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund, furthering the help the Community Fund does for our area. So come experience firsthand all the good the Community Fund does and support the tribe.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Have you been curious about the buzz surrounding CBD? For starters, CBD is not THC. CBD will not get you high and has no mind-altering effects. This makes CBD perfect for use during the day. What does CBD do? People are trying CBD for pain management, sleep management, anxiety, and other common issues. There are so many products out there, it could make your head spin. At Catalyst CBD, they know how confusing CBD can be and have the answers to any questions you have about different uses and applications of CBD. It really is about educating yourself. The experts at Catalyst can talk with you about the facts and the myths. They can clear up the buzz of CBD and make it crystal clear why people are trying CBD and coming back for more. Come visit the store on Victor, just north of East Cypress, and find the widest variety of CBD in the North State. Come in and find out if CBD is for you and receive a 15% discount on your entire first purchase. You've got questions? They have answers. Stop in today.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street. I'm going to continue on with this. We're doing ripoffs and scams. We're going to have a little bit of fun here. Again, this company, you give them money, we will guarantee you a minimum return. A minimum monthly return if the revenues from your website that you didn't build, you don't even know what they're selling. They're doing it for you. We're going to build your website, we're going to sell the stuff, and you're going to make half the money on it. Yep. The company also guaranteed, again, I want to remind everybody about these guarantees on investments. Okay? Think of a box with somebody taking a dump in it. Chris Farley, Tommy Boy. That's what it is. That's what your guarantee is. Guaranteed returns of anywhere between 13 and 20%. 13 and 20% per month. Again, shame on, and I'm going to say something here, and I know it's going to tick off probably some of the affiliates. I've actually lost radio stations over the years, just being honest here on the program. I have. You are airing advertisements. Somebody guaranteeing people 13 to 20% a month on their investment. You know, the funny thing is, the hypocritical thing is here. You can't say swear words on the air, but you can lie to people all you want, make stuff up. That doesn't matter. You mean to tell me, honestly, that the radio station owners they don't know that it's a lie? How do you look yourself in the mirror and take that advertisement? Or just out of curiosity. How do you do it? How do you allow somebody on your radio station that you know is hosting a program that's ripping people off? You don't do any homework at all? At all. Anyway. It's stories here, that it was a big fugazi. The whole entire company generated about $9 million in sales. The company paid out $30 million, and how did they do that? Ponzi scheme. They had to take more money in. Again, if you took a look at what 13 to 20% a month you play with a compounding calculator, and in, you know, a few short years, you'd be one of the wealthiest people in the world. I mean, it's patently absurd. Another one here. Again, more and more of these. Connecticut hedge fund manager pleading guilty to misleading his investors, built them out of $20 million over a three-year period. I get the phone calls on a regular basis. I do. Hey, Chris, have you heard about this hedge fund? Yeah, I got invited. I was at, I met this guy at the country club. This guy's, this hedge fund guy. You see the car this guy's driving. Wow. Should have seen the car that this guy's driving. His Rolex must have been worth about $20,000. You have any idea? This guy was loaded. He's got to be doing a good job. No. Wrong. You don't know that. Let me see the information about his fund. Let me tell me exactly what he's doing. I'll tell you whether or not he's legit. Doesn't take me long to tell you. I'll tell you who's legit and who's not legit. I warn people about Madoff. And my issue when I talked about last segment, more often than not, I fail. I'll break it down. I'll explain to investors. Just like the income store. It's a scam. It's a scam. Think about it. Use your head. But if somebody has already convinced themselves, you know what happens in people's minds? Is they start cashing checks that they don't have. It turns into a fantasy island for them. Where, wow. If I put this amount of money in, I'm going to be doing this much, and then I'll be able to get that boat, or then I'll be able to go on vacation. And in their mind, they have the money already. These investment con artists, they use that. They'll give you the numbers. They'll say, well, you know what? If you put this amount of money in, and you know, we're going to generate these types of returns, this is what you can expect to get. Would you like that, Mr. Jones? Do you think that would be a good idea? Would you be happy making that type of money? And they get you saying yes. They get you agreeing to things. Then they'll find out what you want. Then they'll press the agree buttons, and boop, you're sold. You're sold, and I lose. I lose. I don't even know. People come. They actually get angry with me. People will come to me with some investment that they have been proposed, whatever it may be, some hedge fund, whatever, oil and gas partnership, you name it. And I'll tell them it's a scam. I'll tell them it's a scam, and they get ticked off at me. It's my fault that it's a scam. No, they want me to give them the all clear. Sorry. This one, again, this is out of my where I used to live, down in Sarasota, Bradenton, for about 15 years. This big investment firm, Longboat Key. Longboat Key, Sarasota, these guys, they'd be going to all of the, it's one thing they have a lot of in Sarasota and Bradenton. They have a lot of benefits and a lot of galas that you can go as one every night. Then you can do the circuit. And, how much money is going to that charity? They never give you that answer. That's why I never participate in any of that crap. Yeah, another $72 million Ponzi scheme. Oh, yeah, we're a Cayman Island fund, and we invest in currencies, and we're going to guarantee you this. Yeah, I guarantee you're going to lose. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. Your Wall Street Watchdog is right here.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.